want to take the time and thank you for every home cell leaders and all the members that come to the cell group. And Lord, it's our heart desire that you will add more, God. You would bring more leaders and more members, Father. We know that we live in an awesome time to see souls come into the kingdom. So we are your hands and your feet, and we say yes, Lord, to your will and your plan in our lives, in Jesus' name. So I wanted to share about the blessings of home cell fellowship. And I'm going to go through real quick because I have 15 minutes, and I asked Pastor Emmanuel to raise his hand so I don't go over. So Acts chapter 2, verse 46 through 47. And I'm just going to read the scriptures so we could get it all in. And it says, so continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. So here we see that the early church has a unique pattern of meeting, a unique pattern of fellowship. The first one is the meeting in the synagogue in a gathering like this. The second one is the meeting where they went house to house. It is an established pattern of fellowship. And if we are an offshoot of the early church, meeting here on Sunday morning and on Wednesday night is not enough. And of course, Mount Zion meets every night and midnight prayer also. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's a pattern that was set forth from the foundation. The early church met at the synagogue, and they met from house to house. And the Lord added to the church, so it is a biblical pattern of fellowship. Whether you are the host or the member, there are biblical blessings attached to it. So the title, I've said it before, the blessings of home fellowship. The blessing of home fellowship, the first blessing is that anytime we host the church in our home, we are hosting Jesus Christ. Anytime we host the church in our home, the Lord has given me a revelation. We are hosting Jesus Christ. You're hosting Jesus himself. You're hosting Christ himself. You're not hosting a group of people or a social gathering. We are hosting Jesus Christ. Lord, give us that revelation so we could move from glory to glory, not just in church, Sunday morning and Wednesday night, but in our home and in our workplace. Lord, wherever we go, Father, we are hosting you. Matthew 10:40. Matthew 10:40 says, he who receive you receive me. This is Jesus speaking. And he who receives me receive him who sent me. When you open your home for home cell fellowship, you're not only receiving Jesus, but you're receiving the Father. That is powerful. The Lord has really given me a revelation on this. The Father and the Son visits our home. The Father and the Son visits our home. 1 Corinthians 12:12. We are members of his body and of his flesh and bones. I'm not going to read that scripture, but I just wanted to give it to you. So when we come and gather in your home to fellowship, in our home to fellowship, this is how Jesus sees it. He sees we are members of his body and of his flesh and bones. He says, he who receives you receives me. Wow. And whoever receives me has received the Father. The Lord has given me such a revelation on this. Just really how to host him in our home, in our workplace, everywhere we go, how to host him. In our family, how to host him, how to love our family unconditionally, how to love our kids unconditionally, the hard ones, the prodigals, the ones that sometimes it just breaks our heart, how to love the unloved, how to love the hurting, how to love the broken. Because when we host Jesus in our home, in our lives, we have nothing but his unconditional love, his agape love for others. Father, I just thank you for the revelation that you've given me. Lord, I cry out. I come in deep repentance, O God, for the ways I have not hosted you, and I ask you to forgive me. Forgive me, Lord, and thank you for giving me this revelation so I could move forward in learning how the blessings of God in the home cell fellowship. In Revelation 3:20, Revelation 3:20, it says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if anyone hears my voice and open the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me." So here we are in our heart, there is a door. There is a door in our heart. And Jesus first says, all who wants to come, come to him. He's knocking at our heart. Will we open the door and let him in? Will we open the door and let him in? He wants us who will host him in our hearts as his Lord and Savior. And at the same time, he wants us to host him in our home. And there's a lot I could say, but I just want to move quickly on because I want to cover everything the Lord has given me. And in Luke 10, 38 and 39, Luke 10, 38 and 39. Now it happened as they went, and he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. So here we see the relationship between the family of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. As he began to enter into a certain village, a certain woman came to him and said, "Lord, please just come into my house and rest and have a little and then continue your journey." Just think about that. When we see people that are tired, that are weary, that are searching for Jesus, do we invite them into our home? Do we offer them a meal? Do we give them water? Just think about it. "Lord, please just come into my house and rest here a little and continue your journey." And Jesus entered that house and began to visit regularly because he felt loved there and accepted. And yes, there are other scriptures reveal that he would go there to eat. He's looking for homes that will open up to him. And in Luke 19, 1 through 6, Luke 19, 1 through 6. "Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich." How many know the song that we grew up singing? "There was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. And he climbed up on the sycamore tree." And I forgot what the rest of it says. And he sought to see who Jesus was and could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass by. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. Wouldn't that be awesome for Jesus to say that to us? Today I must come to your house. So he made haste and come down. And not only did he make haste and came down, but he received him joyfully. This is a revelation right here, to receive people joyfully. God has mercy on us for all the things we have done, and he had mercy on us, so we are to have mercy on others. And when Jesus came to the place and looked up and saw him, the reason why the Lord went to the home of Zacchaeus, the Lord had seen his heart. If the Lord seen our heart today, would he see that we hunger and thirst for him? Would he look at our heart and see that, oh God, I want to be your hands and feet today. Oh God, I need you in my life. Oh Father, is there someone I could bless today? Oh Lord, is there someone I could pray for today? Oh Lord, what can I do today? You have called us. You have put destiny in us, oh God. Forgive us when we get up and we get so busy that we don't even have time to put you first in our lives. That we drive sometimes running to work or going here and going there and we say, oh, Jesus blessed us. Oh, Jesus help us. Oh, Jesus forgive us. Oh, Jesus, would you meet that need? Lord, forgive us when we get up first thing in the morning and we don't put you first in our lives. But not just in the morning. You're calling us to partner with you all day long, 24/7. Zacchaeus wanted to see who Jesus was. So he was desperate because he was short and he couldn't see Jesus through the crowd. But he knew if he climbed up that sycamore tree that he would see Jesus. Are we desperate to see the lost come to Jesus? Are we desperate to open up our home and invite them in so we could fellowship with them and pray for them and lead them to the Lord? Anytime we begin to accept the brethren to fellowship in our home, from the depths of our heart, Jesus comes in. Hallelujah. Jesus comes in. Do you know what it means for the king to visit? Do you know what it means for Jesus to visit us? When the Lord of hosts enter, there must be a change. There must be a drastic change. Verse 6 said, he made haste, Zacchaeus, and came down, and he received him joyfully. Lord, give us a heart to receive people joyfully. Lord, even myself and my family, with my kids, not just the one who is nice and easy to deal with, but the ones who are very difficult because you love them. You died for them also. And it's your desire that all come to know you and none perish. So, Father, right now, again, I repent, God, for every judgment that I have made with my family, with my kids, or others. I repent because my heart, God, for 3 years, God, you give me the revelation when I cried out to you, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. The first 2 years, it was very, very difficult. It was so difficult that I did not even want to pray that anymore. But to see the fruit that came out of being persistent and walking through the hard times and walking through when you felt like people didn't love you and people didn't care for you and people didn't appreciate you. But when you stand on God's word and declare God's word and you cry out, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me, he's going to fulfill his word. He's a God that cannot lie. He will fulfill his word. I have tears of joy because what the Lord is doing in my spirit. Luke 24, I don't know what time it is. Pastor Emmanuel, come sit on the front when there's time. Sorry. I just so want to bring this forth. Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24, 13 through 16. Now behold, two of them were traveling that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And Luke 24, 28 and 29. Then they drew near to the village where they were going, and he indicated that he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is towards evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to stay with them. Even though the day was far spent, he went. He took the time. He went in to stay with them. Jesus wants to come to our home. He is the Lord. He is our Lord and our personal Savior. He is the Lord of our heart. And Luke 24, 30 through 31. Luke 24, 30 through 31. Now it came to pass as he sat at the table with them that he took bread, blessed and broke it and gave it to them. Then their eyes were open and they knew him and he vanished from their sight. Now it came to pass as he sat at the table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it and gave it to them, and their eyes were open. God, open our eyes. Open our eyes to see you and know you and hear you and sense you. Give us this revelation, how much you love us and want to partner with us, and how much you have want to use us to fulfill everything you have put in us. Their eyes were open and they knew him. When we host people in our home, when we host people in our home with the heart of God, their eyes will be open and they will see him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 12. Okay. Acts chapter 12, 13. Thank you so much. Acts chapter 12, 13 through 15. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a girl named Rhoda came to answer. When she recognized Peter's voice, because of her gladness, she did not open the gate, but ran in and announced that Peter stood before the gate. But they said to her, "You are beside yourself." Yet she kept insisting that it was so. So they said, "It is his angel." So here we see that Peter was in prison and the Lord sent his angel. And the angel of the Lord released him. Now when he came to the house where the saints are praying, home cell fellowship, where the saints are praying, not at the synagogue, not at church, but when he came to the house where the saints are praying, look what happened. She said, it was his angel. Each and every one of us has angels. And depends on the calling of our lives. Sometimes we have more angels to help carry that calling that God has called us to do. The early church knew that every believer had an angel because she said it was his angel. Revelation 22:16. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. So here we see that in Revelation 20:16, Jesus sent his angel, not just any angel. He sent his angel. When God was talking to Moses, he said, I will send the angel of my presence. Wow. I will send the angel of my presence. Remember, the Lord said something that was not an ordinary angel that led into the promised land. No, it wasn't. The Lord told Moses, don't offend that angel, for my name is in him. Would you like the Lord to say that about you? Don't offend that angel, for my name is in him. Hebrews 1:4. Having become so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than them. So he reveals that Christ inherited a name more excellent than that of the angels. By revelation, Paul wrote about it when he said that in the wilderness, the Israelite drank from Christ, thinking that it was an ordinary rock. Now look at what Jesus was telling John. He said, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David. And then, in conclusion here, and it also says the Lord records his name. Why? The only thing we do here is to come and worship him. So his name is in this place. If you give your house to him on a regular basis, people come and worship. It becomes an altar unto him. And he comes there to bless. So not only is your home blessed as you give an altar unto him, not only are we opening our home and receiving people, but our home is blessed. Hallelujah. Amen. Our home is blessed. Hallelujah. Our home is blessed. The Lord says, in every place where I record my name, I will come to you and bless you. In every place, I think that's in Exodus. In every place where I record my name, I will come to you and bless you. The blessings of home cell fellowship. Wherever two or three are gathered, he said, I am in the midst. Where two or three are gathered, he said, I am in the midst. It shall be done by my Father in heaven. It shall be done by my Father in heaven. Wow. So we have somebody come into our home and they have a need that in the natural it cannot be fixed. And we stand in agreement with them and pray. It says in his word, it shall be done It shall be done by my Father in heaven. So we are not to doubt. We are not to stay in doubt and unbelief. If God says it, it shall come to pass. I know a lot of time we want to do it in our time. And it was like, okay, God, you're taking too long. What's going on? You know? But anyhow, I wanted to, before I finish this real quick, I just wanted to say, at the age of 13, I lost my mom. My mom was the one in a Hindu culture that got saved. My older brother was the first one that got saved. And with him being in the States and writing letters back and forth, witnessing to her, she got saved. And when she got saved, God was real in her life. And the last three kids that she had, she named them David, John, and Paul after the Bible. And being in a Hindu culture, it wasn't easy. The neighbors came against us. How dare you bring that God into, you know, and there's a lot of different things happened. But she stayed faithful. But we knew the enemy took her life, you know, at the age of 40. And the trauma that we went through as children, my younger sister and three younger brothers in the home, and Miney and the elders were out of the home. You know, they had already left the home. So, and then the Lord, through all this bringing us to the States, the Lord healed me of depression, deep, deep depression, suicidal, didn't want to live, trying to take my life. The Lord healed me of Lyme disease. In 2014, the Lord blessed me with a job for 6 years as an in-home agent. And then when I got blessed with a Habitat house, 6 months later, I got very, very sick. For 3 years, God provided. For 3 years, God provided and healed me of Lyme disease. He's always doing a work in us. He's always doing a deeper work in us because he loves us. He cares about us. So I wanted to finish the blessing of the home cell fellowship. In the house of Mary, the mother of John Mark, they gathered in the house, They were saying, Lord, release Peter for us. We still need Peter. The Lord sent his angel. So don't despise the little gathering in your house, in the groups. A lot can happen in a little gathering. Power moves from house to house. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.